Welcome, Internet, to the All Caps Rage Podcast!
What's going on, guys? Zach Dutta here, along with my co-host, Kratos.
What up?
And welcome back to the All Caps Rage Podcast, episode 12. And, yes, woo! And I have to give it to Bane. Thank you so much for introducing us. It was great.
He's a top-notch guy. As long as he doesn't break my back, I'm cool.
Yeah, he really is a nice guy, guys. I mean, you gotta get to know him. He's great. What's going on with you tonight, man?
Nothing at all. I didn't do anything today.
Yeah, you know what?
I didn't even bust out my tablet. Nothing.
I'm actually right there with you. You know, we had last week off. You had jury duty, and then
yeah,
that was kind of
beat you that crap.
Yeah. Oh my god.
That's why I've been doing nothing, because from Monday to legit Friday I was doing that, and then Friday night I had to go right back to work. So it was like I didn't get any break at all. I've been just like dead for the past couple of days.
Yeah, I can feel you on that, man. And well, you know what? It does feel good to be back, though.
Yeah, it does.
Because like last week we took that whole week off, and man, it really felt weird not doing anything.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I felt it too. I wanted to do the stuff, but by the time I got home, man, I was just so exhausted.
I can totally understand. I went to my jury duty selection today, and I didn't get picked. I can't say I'm kind of happy that I didn't. I don't know if I could go 2 weeks without doing this.
Yeah. Dude, jury duty sucks. I really hope I don't get it again. That stupid video they show at the beginning. Most people that go, they find it as a rewarding experience once they leave. I'm like, no, I just wanted to get the fuck out of there. Like, dude, Thursday, we could have been done Thursday. All of us but two had made our decision. And they admittedly doubted that something was involved in the case. I'm not going to go into detail on a podcast, but they just doubted. They doubted. They admittedly doubted something about the case. But they both were still like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, you just said you doubted it.
Oh.
That means they did not prove without a reasonable doubt that this person did this.
Yeah.
Case closed. We're out.
That's what it means. Like,
yeah.
They didn't prove it. They've done their talking. Shut up and move on.
Yeah. Dude, when I got home Thursday, because Thursday was a full day, because we got into deliberation. Once you get into deliberation, you're there until 4 o'clock.
Ugh.
And, so we were there until 4 o'clock. And when I got home, I ranted for like a half an hour. Like, what the hell? Like, I was so angry. I was like shaking. That's how pissed off I was.
Oh my God. So you were there for 8 hours dealing with two, let's just call them dimwits.
Dude, not even, no, it wasn't, we weren't, I wasn't dealing with them for 8 hours because when we first got there, they had to do their closing arguments, the two lawyers. And then the judge talked for like 2 hours. He was like reading off the script that him and the lawyers drew up of like explaining everything to us. The thing was like a book, as thick as like a book. And he read the entire thing. We were there for 2 hours just listening to him talk. I was just like, I have nothing against the judge at all. He was a really good guy. But I can't just sit there and listen to somebody talk for 2 hours without losing my mind.
I don't know how you didn't. I probably would have. I would have been like, I've had enough, let me out! I can't do this, this is not for me, you gotta let me go now.
And then we finally got released to deliberation, and that's when I started dealing with the two idiots.
Oh.
I was like, oh man.
Yeah.
And then when we finally decided the next day, by 10:30 we had decided, and so it was like kind of pointless. I really wish they would have just made their decision for Thursday night, so we didn't have to come back Friday for a couple of hours, and then I still had to pay for fucking parking for a full day when I was only there for like 4 hours.
Yeah, you know what? You got off easy on that. I had to pay for a full day, and I was only there for an hour.
Dude, I had to pay for a full day each time I went.
Yeah, but you got paid when you went every day.
No, I didn't.
You will. You'll get a check in the mail.
As far as I understand it, you don't get paid unless you miss a day of work to go.
Oh, well.
And I only miss 2 days. If you miss 3 days, your work, well, in Massachusetts anyway, your work has to pay you. By law, they have to pay you for those 3 days.
Yeah, see.
Anything beyond that third day, the court has to pay.
Yeah, see, down here, it's optional for the employer to pay. And you get paid $6 your first day, or no less than $6 for your first day. But then any day after that, you get paid $34 a day. You kidding me? There's something wrong with that. I make more than that. I make more than that. I want more. Give me more.
I want my actual paycheck.
I want my actual paycheck plus the $34 for parking and food.
I know. Dude, I spent probably close to $100 that week.
Oh, yeah. I don't doubt it.
It was almost $50 just on parking, and then the rest of it was just lunches and breakfast.
I probably would have grabbed it like an ice chest and left it in the car. Or taking it in with me and be like, I'm not going out. I'm leaving it there. Because the way parking works down here is once you leave the lot, your day is completed. There's no in and outs.
Yeah, that's how it is here too.
It's stupid. Man, you know what?
Well, no, they had so much stuff around that everything was in walking distance.
Oh, yeah, see where the courthouse is? For me, there is nothing in walking distance. Like, it's downtown, in the middle of nothing, and there's not a... Well, actually, there was a bar. I guess I could have gotten lucky and had bar food for lunch.
If you call that lucky.
If I call that lucky, let me go pay $10 for some cheese fries.
Nothing else, just cheese fries.
Yeah, yeah.
But I actually found a really good place through doing this. It's a place I've been to before, but it's called Heavenly Donuts. Sponsor.
Sponsor.
It's a local place. I don't really know if it's anywhere else, but I think it's just a Massachusetts place. I go there all the time for breakfast. There's two of them near me, and they make really good breakfast sandwiches. Like, they're the bomb. Like, they use fresh egg. They use farm fresh, like, salt. Everything's farm fresh. And
okay, I'll tell you right now, that's a local only.
Yeah.
To be able to get farm fresh anything.
Yeah. And they make their own bagels and stuff like that too.
Dude, I'm getting hungry.
it's really good. Like, they make really good breakfast sandwiches. And like I said, I go there all the time for breakfast sandwiches, but the two near me, they only do breakfast. I mean, they have like donuts and they do the sandwiches and stuff like that, but that's all they do other than coffees and that crap. And there was one right across the street from the courthouse that did everything. They had like lunches and stuff like that. And I got a toasted grilled chicken Caesar salad wrap. It was so good.
That sounds amazing.
It was on a spinach wrap, and they you know how they like put it in that like presser thing that toasts both sides?
Panini.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah.
They did that with the wrap, and then inside was the grilled chicken and all that, and it was like it was filled with lettuce too, like and the lettuce was like fresh lettuce. It wasn't like crappy lettuce. It was so good, man.
Dude, I'm so hungry now. You're a jerk.
The thing that sucked, I didn't end up going there again for the whole week because I forget where I went the second day.
Obviously, it wasn't that good because it didn't leave an impressionable memory.
Yeah, I don't remember where I went the second day, but the third day I stopped at Subway. Oh, the second day I went to a bakery near my house on my way up. And then the third day I went to Subway, and then the fourth day they paid for lunch. When you're in deliberation, you have to stay in that room. You can't leave that room until deliberation is done or until the day is done.
Ugh.
And there's even a bathroom in that room, so you can't leave. They don't allow you to leave.
Yeah, you know what? In that case, on Friday, I would have been a total dick and said, all right, since you couldn't make up your minds last night, you guys are staying no less than 1 o'clock. We're not leaving till 1 o'clock. I'm getting my free lunch today. You wasted time, I'm going to waste your time.
That was actually what someone said when we made our decision. We were done at like 10:30, and the foreman actually was like drawing up the papers, and he's like, should we drag this out to get free lunch? and everyone was like, fuck no, we want to go home.
Well, you know, I would want to go home too, but those two little dipshits kept you there. Yeah, my ass would have been like, oh, you know what? I think I'm changing my mind. And then after lunch, I'd be like, you know what, guys? I was just doubting myself. I apologize. Let's move on with what we originally discussed.
Like rubbing my stomach the whole time. Like, yeah, let's do with what we were talking about.
Like, I'm here to do my civil duty and all that. But you know what? I want that free meal today. Oh, God. Well, should we announce the topics for tonight?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Well,
now that we went into a whole tangent before we even got into the topic. Yeah.
It's like, oh, what'd you do? Well, for the first 15 minutes of my day, I listened to the All Caps Rage podcast about jury duty. Remind me, I never want to go to jury duty. All right. Well, guys, tonight's topics, or today's topics, or whatever day it is for you, is GTA 5, Steam News, and Movie Madness. And I'll get into those when we get to them. But for now, I think it's a little... Well, I'll let Bane introduce this one.
Now it's time for comments from the Peanut Gallery.
So we have a little bit of words of wisdom, and actually not a little, because I got two submissions, one for the week we missed and one for this week, from Mr. Meowth.
Sweet.
Yes. Yes. So here it is. Last week's, and of course we're going to have to do last week's because we missed it. It's a long one. Oh, God, I just glanced at the first line, and I'm remembering 2 weeks ago, the sea lion spanking a monkey. And that's what it's about. It says, greeting, gents. I must confess that a sea lion spanking a monkey bit, though really funny if I should say so myself, was a metaphor used to portray an action. A certain gesture that completely took my time and left me with none to post a word of wisdom. So, a video on YouTube might serve as a difficult thing. However, I am willing to try. Lol. The phrase of the day is cum guzzling crack whore.
Right.
One thing I can honestly recall from the army was the famous use of vulgarity. I don't believe such words or phrases were used to put someone down just to do it. Well, maybe for some. But it was more so... It was more... Ah! Crap, I can't read. But it was more so for the sake of comic relief. The more obscene or random line of words that you could put together to give the illusion of a harsh environment, in fact, did the opposite for me. It made me laugh inside and out just enough to blow things over. Except when I called someone a cum-guzzling crack whore. If I ever had to use that phrase, I pretty much meant it in the sense that I loathed your existence and was one fart away from spooning your eye out and skull-fucking your brain in hopes to fix your stupidity.
Oh my god.
Hold on. Recompose.
Get it together, man. Get it together.
I can't help it. Spooning your eye out and skull-fucking your brain in hopes to fix your stupidity really got me.
Color me crazy like that.
Here we go. All of that pressure does something for someone, and it can be hard to use words to express one's feelings at times. It beats the alternative, though, which is using your actions against your fellow comrade. So, what can we gather from this? If spitting out Vulgarian lines of poo gets under your skin, just remember to laugh it off and almost literally walk away humming and, quote, sticks and stones, end quote, food for thought, Mr. Jack Me Off. Wow.
Well done, sir. Well played. Done.
Well played indeed. All right. Well, and then, of course, we have this week's. And this week's is a lot shorter. But it is still from Mr. Jack Me Off. I still giggle at that name. Says, greetings, good sirs. I don't have a proper word or phrase of the day. So this week's comments will be more of a shout-out. If I have not said it lately or enough, I absolutely love what you guys are doing and wish you the very best in the future. I can foresee good things to come for you guys and look forward to hearing more rage. Keep up the good work, don't fap too much, and always remember to tip your servers, Mr. Jack Me Off. Don't fap too much. Is four times too many? In one day, I mean.
Possibly. I've fapped four times since we started this episode.
Oh, man, you got me beat. I'm only in two. Well, Mr. Meoff, I really do appreciate that you really love what we do here, and we will continue doing what we do because we really love what we do here. And it's not going to change, no matter what. Even if we have our bumps in the road, like jury duty. We are going to do what we can to keep doing what we do, because we do what we do because it's fun and lovely and all that goodness. Yeah. So, yes, thank you for being a fan. Thank you for writing in every week since, what, week 3?
Yeah,
week 3, I think. And, I look forward to this continuing.
Even though
we missed a week. All right, well, let us actually move into the first topic of tonight. GTA 5. We have some joys, we have some woes, we have some just fucking crazy. And there goes my cat. Shut up! Shut up! No! Oh my god, I'm not gonna mess with him anymore. Sorry. So, yay! We have a new GTA to play! Yay! Woo-hoo. We can fuck hookers and then kill them and get our money back. Yay! Yeah, it really does look good. I haven't seen any campaign of it. I've only been watching gameplay that features non-campaign mode.
Yeah, I watched the Yogg's cast, what they were doing. It looked pretty good. The graphics look awesome.
Yeah, the graphics really look good.
The physics are kind of off. Like, he went up a straight rock face with the motorcycle.
Actually, you know, I saw that clip. I didn't watch the whole episode because, well, obviously it features campaign stuff because it's a Let's Play. But I saw a clip of that and I was like, how in the hell is that happening?
Yeah.
And then, like, I noticed some of the driving mechanics appeared to be a little wonky, but it is a Rockstar game and they are not the strongest vehicle engine. Game guys, no hard knocks or offense to Rockstar, they do come out with great games. Just unfortunately, their driving mechanics kind of suck when it comes to GTA.
Yeah,
like they did an all right job in Midnight Club. It's not the best, but
But then again, I don't really like racing games. So
yeah, you don't. But, okay, so...
even like them in the thingamabobber there. When you're playing GTA, when you have to do, like, racing bullshit, my God.
Yeah, in GTA 4, you had to go do those two races. Yeah,
only GTA 4, in all the GTAs, they were like that. They would have some sort of racing thing, and even Saints Row did it, too. I was like, do you have to make this a mission? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
At least clear the roads. I'm sure you can, like, put something into the code when you start this mission, the road's clear. I'm sure you could do something like that. I mean, you guys are, like, masters of codes. I mean, I'm sure you could do something. Easier. Yeah.
Just
instead of driving down the road and people just get in your fucking face for no reason. That's one of the main things I hate about these kind of games like GTA and Saints Row and shit like that, is people just ram into you out of nowhere.
Yeah, I was watching gameplay actually today where, you know, they're hauling ass down the road. I mean, they're hauling ass. Like, they went and souped up this car because they just had the money to do it. They're hauling ass, and a fucking, like, SUV just cuts them off. I was like, really? Really, like, out of nowhere, they're like, oh, you're going too fast. Let me just fucking cut you off. No, come on, man. Like, that does bother me, especially when you get into the racing portions of these open world games. Yeah, I wish, just for the sake of the driving mechanics, because they're not up to, well, they're not a racing game, so they don't have to focus on that engine. They should clear the streets.
Yeah.
Leave people in it. Fine. I'll smack an old lady with my hoopty. That's bonus.
There
we go,
flying up in the air. Ooh, hey, old lady, goodbye.
but get the fucking cars off the road. And but we do have some problems with this game.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to take a drink.
Yeah.
Well, I expected you to keep going, but it's cool. It's cool.
Well, no. Dude, I've been out of the loop for a week. I don't know what's going on.
No, you know what? You took because we took the week off. I absolutely did nothing. I did absolutely nothing. I did a little bit of research for a multiplayer game for us, and yeah, that was it. That was my week. I was like, oh, I'll just spend today looking for a game for us to play. That was my week.
And that was like Friday.
Yeah, that was Friday. I was like, oh, I think I finally found a game. I just happened to get on Steam and I was going through some of the games. And I was like, oh, that kind of looks interesting. Oh, it's relatively new. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, we have some problems with this game. The main fucking problem I have with this game. Where is my goddamn PC port?
Yes.
Why don't I have PC? Why?
Are any of the other GT?
Four and Lost Damn Souls. I don't know what the hell it's called, but yeah, there's all of GTA 4 is on PC now.
Didn't it take a while though?
It did. However, I expect a PC port relatively soon. We have PlayStation 4 and Xbox One coming out soon.
Yeah.
And it's the same architecture, so why wouldn't it not come out the same day?
That's true.
I'd like to see it this year or whenever the next generation. God damn it, cat, shut up! Wow, that actually worked. I would love to see the PC port hit this year. Well, and that is if the next gen ports are coming out this year. I have no idea if they're coming out this year. I don't know if they're going to be launch titles or if they're going to wait till 2014.
Yeah.
But I don't want to wait more than 6 months, man. Because I don't know if I can sit down and completely ignore everything GTA related for 6 months.
I can't. I've already started watching it.
Like, I've watched, like, free plays. No campaign, just people doing whatever the fuck they want. Like, just free roam and just having fun. And I'm completely fine with that, because that's actually my favorite part of Grand Theft Auto. And that cannot be recreated. Like, whatever they do, I cannot recreate unless I have the exact same instance that they do at the time that I start mine. Which is highly unlikely. And I actually read this week that there is a bug in the game, and there's not a patch for it yet, and it happens to deal with the garage. You lose your cars in the game.
I had that problem with,
With 4?
San Andreas.
Oh, San Andreas.
I had that problem with San Andreas all the time. I would put my, especially in like the first house you get when you start the game.
Yeah.
It happened all the time. Like I would put my car in there and I would go back to get it and there would be nothing in there. I'm like, the hell? And then it was like a couple of specific houses that it happened with. I don't know if it was just those houses that were glitched or what was going on, but it was that one, and then there was another one that you get like later on in the game that you have like a 4-car garage, and it would happen then too. I would put a car in there sometimes. Actually, one time, that house that had a 4-car garage, I was putting a car into it and the game froze, and I hadn't saved in, like, a day.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, why? That was when I had the fat version of the PS2, and I thought it, because it had been doing that off and on, like, freezing.
Yeah.
And after that happened, I had literally played for like the entire day. Like, I was a teenager. That's like all I did.
Well, yeah.
And, I had literally played the entire day, and it froze. Like, I did a lot of shit. Like, not only did I play all day, but I did a ton of shit. And I don't know, did you play San Andreas?
I did not.
It was one of my favorite ones, personally.
On the PS2, I played 3.
It was one of my favorite ones, personally. The only one that I think is better than that was Vice City. Vice City was awesome, and that's just because I'm an 80s kid, and I love 80s shit. And that was all about the 80s.
I think I played Vice City, too.
The San Andreas is probably my second favorite one because they added so much shit to it. And one of the things you could do was they had a boosting cars list. And you just would steal these cars and bring them to the docks. And there was a list of cars that they had at the docks. And you would just go off that list. And every time you completed it, it would refresh the list and give you new, and each list got harder and harder to steal. And, that's what I did all day. Like, I finally, like, I was just, cause once you get that car, you can just get it from there. You can grab it from there.
Nice.
Like, whenever you want, you can go over there. And then they had, once you completed it, they had like a couple of like extra exotic cars that you could get.
Yeah.
So I was like, I had, when I bought the game, I had gotten the strategy guide with it, so I like read all that shit. And so that's what I did all day. I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna crank this shit out and do it really quick. It wasn't really quick, but I was gonna do it. So yeah, I did it all day. I did that whole thing all day, and I completed it. I did them all, and I did a few other like campaign shit, and then it crashed. And I literally broke my controller. And threw my PlayStation across the room, and went out and bought the slim PlayStation.
You know what's funny is you're mentioning, you know, you had this problem back on PS2 that, you know, the game crashed.
Yeah.
Well, and it's also funny that you mentioned that it was the fat PS2. Well, apparently Xbox 360 owners of the older version are also having this same problem of the game crashing the system. I don't know how to feel about this. I want to know, did they rush this?
What? The GTA 5?
Yeah.
They could have.
I mean, yeah, I understand. They worked on it for, what, 4 years?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm wondering, did they rush it?
They could have.
However, that is not stopping the just fucking crazy. Which is, it's insane. What the hell is going on? And one of the stories that actually caught my attention was, shit. I think it happened down in Florida? Which actually makes sense if it happened in Florida, you know, because, they're just full of great fucking people down there.
Yeah, Florida, not like the rest of us.
So, oh, damn, I just... Yeah, okay, so a mentally challenged adult has a part-time job at a Home Depot, saved up his money, only worked on the weekends, saved up his money for, you know, however long it took him, to purchase Grand Theft Auto 5. On the way home from purchasing said game, a man and his wife jumped him, punched and kicked him, stole his game, and then sold it to someone else. That was the main story that stuck out to me. But apparently this is happening all over the country. I just don't understand. This one obviously getting more attention because of the gentleman being mentally challenged. And then the community was just so fucking badass. So not only did someone go out and repurchase this game for this guy and handed it over to him, GameStop was like, you know what, we're going to give you the collector's edition. Just because. GameStop! Really? Really? I'm in shock about that one. There have been other people that have done, you know, whatever they have done to help this guy out. One of the things was someone bought him a bus pass because he needs to take public transportation to school and work and all of that stuff. So instead of walking, now he has a bus pass. That's kind of amazing. It's fucking crazy that someone would stoop so low to jump someone for a fucking game.
Yeah.
You got nothing better to do but just go fuck someone over for something that they worked for. What the fuck is wrong with you?
That's what I don't get about all people that steal in general. This person legitimately got this thing that they've been wanting. And you're going to take it away from them because you're a fucking prick?
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I feel about all thieves. It's like, just because you're a fucking prick and you don't want to work for shit, you're going to fucking fuck somebody else over?
I could say, just go fucking steal it from the store, but at the same time, look, I don't want my prices to inflate because your ass is over there fucking stealing it. Just fucking get a job, you lazy piece of shit. It pisses me off. I work my ass off to get the things that I fucking want. And I have to pay more because your ass is fucking stealing shit and making my fucking prices go higher. Fucking asshole. I'm sorry. I'm right there with you on thieves. Fuck you. Or fuck them, not you. You know what I'm going. it pisses me off. And But not only just fucking steal something, you would go in there and fucking actually mug someone, which you have no, absolutely fucking no possible way, unless you've been, watching this guy, knowing this is what he was going to buy, and you knew exactly what he was capable of. So you're going in blind, and you know what? I wish this motherfucker had shot you.
Yeah.
That would make it all much better. GTA saves people from theft. Man buys GTA 5, shoots someone in the streets. Yeah, we'd probably have a field day on that one, but at the same time, you know, obviously there's backstory to it. Yeah. But yes, I'm right there with you on thieves. I can't fucking stand that shit. I don't know, man. But how about Steam news?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Steam gave us a little teaser last week about they have some announcements coming up for this week, and then today, Monday, which is, well, for y'all, Tuesday. Y'all are now just realizing, if you haven't already, Steam has announced the Steam OS, which is a cross between Linux and the big picture mode for Steam. And this is something they've been working on for what they're calling the living room PC.
Living room PC.
That's what they're saying. It's going to be an open-sourced operating system that users can take and add to as much as they want. They don't care. They will push out their versions for those who just want to install it on, well, let's just say Steambox, because that's going to be a thing. People, they're obviously, this is still happening. Like, it's great now we have news. We have something to confirm that they are actually still working on this. But, and I'm kind of happy about this, because I'm planning on building a family PC to go in the living room to, you know, have everything for the kids and the wife and obviously myself for when I went on to get on a computer but not have to go into the office. What's going to be great about this is if I can partition the hard drive to run Windows and Steam OS, you know, obviously I can have just Steam, but obviously you can't just play, like, come on, there's going to be games that I want to play, like Minecraft. I have to have Windows for that. But if I can partition this, it's going to be fucking great. Because I can just then stream games from my Steam library to that PC. So it doesn't have to be a beast. But, it, you know, it's going to be, because it's me. They have two more announcements coming. The next announcement doesn't happen till Wednesday. They did mention family sharing, friends included, which means if I own a game, Kratos here can, hey, I want to try out that game. Yeah, sure, go ahead. You're going to love it. And vice versa. The living room is not going to be the same anymore. Because this is the Valve, Gabe Newell, is coming out and saying this is meant to compete with the Xbone and the PS4. Well, Xbone being my words, I'm pretty sure he said Xbox One.
Xbone.
Yeah, Xbone. I'm looking forward to this one. I cannot wait to see what is going to happen over at Steam and with the rest of the announcements. I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be a great week, especially if they're going to do it, you know, they did it Monday, now they're doing it Wednesday, and if they do it Friday, it's going to be a great week of news. Like, I would love for them to go on Friday and be like, and you know what, guys? Well, here you go. We decided that today's the day we're going to announce the Steam Box, and it's available now. Just pull an Apple. I don't know, man. What are you thinking about this? Are you getting somewhat excited?
The Steam Box?
Yeah.
I don't really care about any of these boxes. I'd rather just have my computer. I don't really care in general. Whenever I hear about these boxes and crap like that, I get what they're doing, and yes, it's going to open up Steam to more platforms and stuff like that, and it might open up for more games for us, but that's the only thing I see out of it. But me personally, I want nothing to do with it. I'm not going to buy it. I don't care about it.
I don't know, but like I said, I'm looking forward to this operating system. I want to see what it is. I want to partition a hard drive to run both Windows and Steam. Not because I need both, just because I want to see the difference between the actual Steam platform for PC and the Steam OS. Like, I want to see how they're doing this. And the fact that I can stream my games to the living room, which means I don't have to be tied to the office. Which also means that I can watch it on a huge TV instead of my monitor. Which could be interesting. Could be interesting. I'm looking forward to it just because it's different. And I plan on building a PC for the living room, so there you go. As long as it's open source, I can download it and install it, I don't care. I want to try it. And then, there was something else with this, and now I forgot what it is! I don't know. I'm at a total loss now. And you know what, guys? I know I said we were going to do movie madness, but we're going to have to cut this one short. I'm sorry. We're running out of time. It's already so late, and we have other things to do. No.
No. So, oh, no.
Movie madness is... It's not going to happen. But it's going to happen like this. James Cameron, you're a prick. Peter Jackson, fuck you. Iron Man 3 comes out on Tuesday. Fucking awesome. Riddick, hell yeah, I still want to see that shit. There's movie madness.
The quick version.
Oh, and then, of course, I do have a correction for RoboCop. He does not have a moving red beam for his eyes. I apologize for that. I think I was just whole. So, in, like, just... Oh, he looks like Kit. Oh, hell, he looks like Kit. Yay. Yeah. So, there you go. There's movie madness for the week. Have at it. And with that... Why don't you tell the Rageites where they can reach us?
All right, sir.
Listen up, Rageites. This is where you can reach them.
You can go to the website, as always, allcapsrage.com, 2 P's.
Because we go pee-pee.
You should get Bane to say that.
Oh my god, that would be amazing. You know what? I'm going to have to give him a call and see if I can get him to come over and do that.
Because we go paper. I suck at that voice, but it was funny.
I imagined it.
You can, if you want to reach my co-host here, Twitter. I couldn't think of it for some reason.
It's all right, man. I'm right there with you. It's late.
Twitter is where you can find him the most. Zach_daddy. And then me, I'm on Instagram the most because Twitter sucks and Facebook can blow my nuts. allcapsrage_Kratos.
I'm sorry. I started coughing out on that one. Well, guys, even though it has been a short one, it has been a fun one. This has been the All Caps Rage Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, let's bring out the trolls.
Keep going, guys.
And remember, I broke the bat.